For members of Iraq's small Christian minority, the defeat of Saddam Hussein's regime has been followed quickly by concern. Just before Easter Sunday, 30,000 Shia Muslims marched in Baghdad to urge that the new Iraq become an Islamic religious state like Iran. NPR's Scott Simon attended Easter Sunday Mass at St. Joseph's Church in Baghdad and sent this report.
Easter blessings in Arabic. Father Yusuf Tomar Mirkis says that although Christians number just 1 million of the 23 million people in Iraq, they're a crucial part of the country's history.
To be Christian in Iraq, you belong to the roots of Iraq, because we are Christians since the end of the first century.
Many of the worshippers look like they have become prosperous and comfortable. Many of the men at St. Joseph's yesterday wore dark European jackets and bright silk ties. Many of the women wore high heels and silk headscarves. Their children sported bright Western athletic shoes. 39-year-old Sebasil Chardachi, who rents cars and houses in Baghdad, says that Saddam Hussein was a secular tyrant. He didn't single out non-Muslims for persecution. On the contrary,
he loved Christians, you know, and he protected them. You know, all these Shias and Sunnis and all these, what they call it, parties that are going on, we don't know what will happen to us. And so we are worried.
Oh, Saddam Hussein, don't bring his name. We hate him. He's a dictator. Whatever he wants, you have to say yes. Nobody says no.
And that is Mr. Chardachi's mother, Josephine Malkin, who says her father was a journalist until the Ba'ath Party took over all Iraqi media and shut down his newspaper. Josephine Malkin said she is not intimidated by Shia Muslim demonstrators who say they want the new Iraq to become a religious state.
It's a kind of, as we say, gangsters. Those are Shia. What do they want to be like Iran? Iran is a backward country. When these mullah, you know, they rule them with religion. That's all.
Father Yusuf Tamamirkas finds 30,000 Shia Muslims demonstrating for an Islamic state in a nation that used to outlaw all protests, except organized throngs denouncing the United States and Israel, a sign of something new and promising in Iraq, the right to organize political movements that may make the nation's rulers, and right now that's the U.S. military, uncomfortable. Father Tamamirkas says,
this is a sign of democracy that they can say what they want. But I don't think all the people want that. I hope that if we have good institutions, elections, if they take the power with elections, okay, why not? When you are in the opposition, you wait 6 years or 4 years or 3 years, and maybe things will change.
Father Tamamirkas believes that the Shia majority, so long suppressed under Saddam Hussein, has simply been bold enough to arouse public support while most of Iraq still waits for water, power, and work to be restored. But many in his congregation seem dubious about being politically outspoken even now when they can speak out. Businessman Sebasil Chardachi says Iraqi Christians have survived for centuries by being astute enough not to choose sides among rivals in the Muslim majority.
We cannot talk because they are more than us. It's not our business.
So the Christians here aren't agitating to be included in any new government or for Christians to get legal guarantees for freedom of worship. They seem to mostly hope that the majority in a new democratic Iraq will simply leave them alone. Scott Simon, NPR News, Baghdad.